Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time. That's November 29th, 2025. The Gospel today from St. Luke says, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap." As the liturgical year comes to a close, we stand once more before the words of Jesus that speak about the end of time, about the day when the Son of Man will come in glory. Yet these words are not meant only for some distant future. They are meant for now. They are an urgent and loving call to wakefulness. "Beware," Jesus says, "that your hearts do not become drowsy." It's a powerful image, the drowsy heart. A heart that has fallen asleep, not from rebellion, but from weariness, not from sin's great rebellion, but from life's slow erosion of attention. Our Lord wants us that the greatest danger to our spiritual life may not be open rejection of God, but the quiet numbness that comes when we let daily worries, distractions, and comforts close our eyes to his presence. We might picture this kind of drowsiness the way the evening light slowly fades into dusk. It happens gradually. The carousing and drunkenness Jesus mentioned are obvious ways we lose focus, but he adds something subtler: the anxieties of daily life. This is not only pleasure that makes us spiritually sleepy, it's also worry, the endless cycle of tasks, news, and noise that fills our minds and hearts. When we are consumed with what we must do, we forget to be present to the God who quietly speaks in the midst of it all. There is a line from the poet T.S. Eliot that captures this perfectly. Eliot writes, "There is the life we have lost in living." Where is the life we have lost in living? How easily our living, our full schedules, our constant motion can make us lose the deeper life that comes from God. We can go through the motions of faith, of prayer, of work, and yet be only half awake, our hearts numb to the sacred pulse of the world around us. Jesus warns that if we live drowsily, that day will catch you by surprise like a trap. This is not meant to instill fear, but awareness. The day he speaks of refers to both the final day of judgment and the daily moments when grace visits us. Every day Christ comes to us in a conversation, in the cry of the poor, in the quiet tug of conscience, in the Eucharist. But if our hearts are distracted or dulled, we miss him. The trap, then, is not that God suddenly punishes us. It is that we become so used to our distractions that we fail to notice him entirely. Think of how often we realize afterwards that God was present in something we almost ignored, a small kindness, an unexpected silence, a chance to forgive. The Lord's coming rarely thunders, it whispers, and only an awake heart can hear it. To live awake is to live with love. Love keeps the heart alive. The more we love God, others, life itself, the more we remain alert to the sacred. The watchful heart is not paranoid or anxious. It is attentive. It lives in the present moment, knowing that now is where eternity touches time. Prayer helps us stay awake. The Eucharist nourishes wakefulness, and small acts of love throughout the day, listening deeply, forgiving quickly, noticing beauty, keeps the flame alive. The saints lived this way, alert to God's presence in every person and circumstance. Their watchfulness was not about predicting the end, but about meeting God in the now. That's the kind of vigilance Jesus is asking for, a readiness born not of fear, but of love. To be ready for the final day means to be faithful in this day. Notice how Jesus names the anxieties of daily life. He understands the human heart. He knows how fear and worry can dominate our thoughts and make us spiritually drowsy. But anxiety cannot coexist with deep trust. When we practice surrender by entrusting our concerns to God day by day, we loosen anxiety's grip and awaken to peace. Try this simple practice. When you feel overwhelmed, pause and pray, "Jesus, I trust in you." This short prayer reawakens the heart, reminding us who is truly in control. Spiritual wakefulness grows not from effort alone, but from trust. A trusting heart is a wakeful heart. At the end of the liturgical year, we are not merely warned, but invited to live awake, alert, alive. Advent is just around the corner, a season that begins with the same call. Stay awake, be watchful. This is the rhythm of Christian life. Constant renewal, constant returning to awareness, constant choosing of love over distraction. When we live this way, the day of the Lord will never catch us like a trap. It will be a moment of recognition, like seeing the face of a friend we have known all along. A wakeful heart is one that loves. To stay awake in Christ means to live each moment with awareness, gratitude, and trust. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, awaken my heart from the sleep of distraction. Free me from the dullness of routine and the noise of anxious living. Teach me to find you in every moment, in the quiet, in the struggle, and in the joy. Keep me watchful in love, so that whenever you come, you may find me awake and ready, rejoicing to see your face. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others, and perhaps also invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage as we break open the Word, traveling the way of peace. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.